Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're pressing on in the Psalms. We're up to the 11th Psalm now. And this Psalm's a little different in some ways. It's still a Psalm where David's dealing with those that are coming against him. But he's also now dealing with some advice that people are giving him. And he disagrees with the advice. That's interesting, right? And so it's not where he's crying out to God for help or he's laying out what he's suffering over. But the bottom line, it's a short psalm. Bottom line is he's saying, I'm putting my trust in God. Listen how it starts. Psalm 11, verse 1. It has a title to it, To the Choir Master of David. So that means this is a psalm of David. He sent it to the choir master. So this is a psalm that's meant to be used in worship. Likely corporate worship. Verse 1 says this, In the Lord I take refuge. So here it is declared at the very beginning. He says, In the Lord, and the King James says, Put I my trust. He declares in the very beginning, I trust in the Lord. I'm going to take refuge in the Lord. And then he says this, then he finishes the sentence, How can you say to my soul, Flee? Like a bird to your mountain. For behold, the wicked bend the bow. They have fitted their arrow to the string to shoot in the dark at the upright in heart. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? So he's saying this. I'm taking refuge in the Lord. But y'all are saying, hey, flee like a bird to the mountains. You know, I'm real intrigued. When I was growing up, I grew up in a Baptist church and started playing the organ at it when I was 14, I think. And so we played out of the old Broadman hymnal, I think the 1940 edition, 43, something like that, Broadman hymnal. And there was a song in there called Flee as a Bird to the Mountains. Okay. And we used to sing it all the time. It was a Sunday night hymn, you know. And I was thinking, and I thought, when I have some time, I'm going to look up the lyrics because it had to refer to this passage right here. Maybe, I don't know. But I'm thinking, I wonder what they were really saying in that hymn, because I've always thought of that being sort of an uplifting hymn that you could flee like a bird to the mountain God and all this. That's not what's being said here. They're saying, flee like a bird, get out of here. Why? Because the wicked are after you. They're bending the bow. They've got the arrows ready. They're ready to shoot in the dark at the upright in heart. They're coming at you from every side. And David, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? In other words, if they take you out, what's going to happen with the balance of us who are righteous here? And so this is the question that's coming before David in the form of advice. His response was what? I'm going to take refuge in the Lord. He wasn't being flippant. He wasn't being foolish. But how could he declare that he's going to take refuge in the Lord and believe that? Well, I think verse 4 through 7, which is the balance of the psalm, help us. Listen to 4. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes see. His eyelids test the children of man. So what's he saying? He's saying the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is in the midst of his holy presence. He's enthroned in heaven and he sees it all. His eyelids test the children of man or the sons of man, or as Lexham likes to say, humankind. God tests them. But then in verse 5, he says, the Lord tests the righteous, but his soul hates the wicked. And the one who loves violence. So what's David saying? He's saying, I'm not going to flee as a bird. I want to rest and trust in the Lord. The Lord sees what the wicked are doing. The Lord's sitting in his holy temple. He's enthroned high above. He sees at the batting of his eyelids, the sons of men are tested in so many ways. And he says that the Lord also tests the righteous. So he tests the children of men, he tests the righteous, but his soul hates the wicked and the one who loves violence. So if someone is wicked, if someone loves violence, The Lord is not going to put up with that. He hates that. And so those that were after David were those that were what? Wicked, hated violence. Exactly. Yeah. So he says this in verse 6. Let him rain coals on the wicked. Fire and sulfur and a scorching wind shall be the portion of their cup. And these are the various ways that God has exhibited judgment in times past. He says, I'm going to trust in the Lord. I know the Lord. I know that his soul hates the wicked. And that's sort of interesting that God's described as having a soul. He hates the wicked. He hates the one who loves violence. Guess what he's got planned for the wicked and the violent? Yeah, fire and sulfur, raining of coals on the wicked. And that's going to be their portion. That's going to be their reward. Why is that? Last verse of the psalm. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteous deeds. The upright shall behold his face. David's saying, you know what? God's righteous, but he really loves righteous deeds. Okay? We're going to see him face to face. The day's going to come when we see him face to face. I'm not going to flee as a bird to the mountain because of this saber rattling, because of these threats. The Lord is going to protect us. The Lord watches over those who are righteous. And he loves, that's the word used, he loves their righteous deeds. Have you ever thought about that? That the Lord loves the righteous deeds that you manifest. Not the religious activity you buzz about and doing, but the righteous deeds. The Lord is highly pleased with those. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time. I'll see you in the next episode.